In this section, we will summarize some of the key changes to your view of SharePoint when you go from a site visitor to a site member. Unlike a site visitor, you must use Windows Internet Explorer, preferably Release 11 or later. Some features, such as opening files to edit, using datasheet view, or connecting to Outlook, will either not work properly or not work at all with other browsers, and that includes Microsoft Edge. Once you sign in as a site member, you'll see that much of a SharePoint site collection looks pretty much the same as it did as a site visitor. Perhaps the place that changes the most is the toolbar in the ribbon. Instead of many things being grayed out, there are a whole lot more options available to you. As a site member, you use the toolbar more often than visitors, particularly when editing. Aside from the toolbar, you'll notice the quick launch bar has a new option, the recycle bin. Your recycle bin works much the same as the one on computers. First, you select one or more items, then you can either restore them or permanently delete them before the end of the 30-day waiting period. After 30 days, an item in the recycle bin is permanently deleted. One note here. This is your personal recycle bin, that is, you only see items here that you deleted. You will not see items that other site members and site owners have deleted. We move now to the homepage to discuss a concept we introduced in visitor training that now becomes more important. We said a web part is a door to content stored elsewhere on the site or an outside source. These web parts are often seen on a homepage or a landing page, but they can be elsewhere. With a web part, you can view and even interact with the content, but this is not the actual list or library. Instead, for full access to the entire content, move from a web part to the actual item by clicking its title. Now, you have access to the entire list or library for editing. One new feature that you will be using a lot in both libraries and lists is the Edit Control block. This context-sensitive drop-down menu offers options that are in the toolbar, but this menu is more efficient. To open the Edit Control block, you hover your mouse over the name of the file or item. Notice the drop-down arrow that appears to the right of the name. When you click the arrow, a menu appears. The options in the menu differ depending on the type of file or list item, your access level, the type of library or list, and the settings the site owner made. Here are some commonly seen options. View Properties shows key metadata about the object. Edit Properties enables you to edit metadata you can change. Edit In, as an edit in Microsoft Word, opens a file in its native application. We'll skip checkout, check-in, and version history for now, for we explore these features later in this course. We'll also skip compliance details, as it is not enabled in our environment. Alert Me sets an alert on a particular object. Send To opens a submenu with options to send a copy of a file to some other location. The options are: Other location, sends a copy of a file to a different library. You must enter the URL for the destination library here. Also, if the libraries use a feature called Checkout Check-in, then select Yes here. We discuss Checkout Check-in later in this WBT. Email a link opens a new email message in Microsoft Outlook, pre-populated with a hyperlink to the object. Download a copy downloads an independent copy of the object to you. Please note, there are no links between the original and copies, so if the original gets updated, all copies are not automatically updated. At the bottom of the Edit Control block is Delete. This sends the object to the recycle bin, after confirmation. After you learn how to use this menu, you can find the equivalent functions in the toolbar, and then determine which you prefer to use.